Welcome back, everyone, to a long, much overdue episode of Let Me Interrupt. To all of our fan followers, we have been MIA, but we are back here to the mic and delighted to see my very close buddy and pal and friend. We life swap Cindy. It's been many, many weeks, but good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too. I think it's important for our audience to know that we actually haven't seen each other on camera in a long time too. So you look great. If you're on listening, go to the YouTube to look at Melissa's beautiful face because she looks amazing. And she's got that holiday spirit kind of going for her. And I have a Santa over here in the background taking a selfie, modern Santa. So we're really excited for the holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Is that a cell phone in the Santa's hand or what is that?
It is.
That is great. That is
He's got a
great.
little, I guess that's like an iPhone or something.
I wish that I could have gotten into the elf on the shelf kind of situation, but I always enjoy like seeing people's kind of posts on social media about the elf and all the different ways that people are creative with it. Not having young kids in the house, it would just be me doing it for the dog. I don't know how much sense that makes, but
Just hide a little treat for
yeah.
you.
So before we jump into this holiday episode, what's new? Like, what's going on? How have you been?
I've been good. We've settled into Houston a little bit more. Work, has taken most of my time these days, and we are trying to have experiences around town. So we went to this light festival at a mall in Katy, and it was so fun. Patrick had an amazing time. We're thinking about SeaWorld soon because they also have Sesame Street and some holiday events. And then we might consider going to Galveston for Christmas since we don't have any family and we're not traveling. There's just a lot going on with work and everything, so maybe we just sneak away to the beach and I'll work from, sweet, sweet Galveston. How about you? What are your plans?
Nice. That sounds good. I visited Galveston once before I left Texas. So as you know, I mean, I'm here on the East Coast. I'm so happy to be back. I'm very close to family now, about an hour from my mom, which is great. So I've had the opportunity to see her a bunch. I came briefly with my son, but he left for college in the fall. So I have not seen my son since the end of July, and he will be home officially in about 10 days, actually 8 days, looking at the calendar. So very excited to have him. I feel like I'm going to get to be a mom again. I feel like he's going to come home with a suitcase of dirty laundry, and for once, I won't be mad. So more dirty laundry, the better. We are gonna spend the holidays with my family, and so just it'll just really be a time of relaxation. I'm so excited to see my son. He'll be home for a little over 2 weeks, and then he'll be back to college. And the dog, my beloved daughter dog, is getting used to. She was always a Texas dog, and so she's getting used to East Coast weather, and she got to see flurries the other day for the first time, and I think she likes the cold. So, yeah, settling in really nicely here.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. We had a few drops in the weather, but it was hot and humid today. And as a warm all the time girl, I miss the cold. So it's my first time this winter, but it sounds like a lot of exciting things happening. And that kind of brings us to our first point is talking about, although all the magic of the holidays comes around this year, even if you don't celebrate the holidays, you get to kind of participate in some of the events that come up. It can bring some stress too, right? Like being able to see your family and or plan trips or have that jolly spirit. Prepping for that can be stressful. Do you agree? Do you think I'm overreaching here?
No, I definitely agree. And I think I feel like it changes as you get a bit older and the kids start kind of leaving the house. Like, I think our dynamic is interesting that you have such a young, you have a toddler you're running after. And so I feel like you have that pressure. For me, it was really just kind of getting myself in the mood and the spirit here, you know, being alone. There's definitely undue pressure around the holidays. There's a lot going on, and I feel that folks in general lose their patience. And I'm sure you've experienced that, like in a parking lot, people, you wonder where their manners went at times. But no, I mean, I think it's good. I mean, I was able to put up a tree. You know, it's cozy. The environment's really cozy. And honestly, this year I'm really kind of focusing on what do people around me need versus necessarily want. For my son, it's, you know, I'm all about focusing on your needs. As weird as it may seem, his gifts this year are going to be really, I mean, he's getting, when I say socks and underwear and laundry detergent and razor blade, like he's getting like the fundamental things I need him to go back with that he'll be set for a couple months. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a great gift. I saw someone on TikTok the other day talking about how it's changing for a lot of people too. Like doing experience gifts or like you're saying, like need gifts, something that, you don't have to go to the grocery store and get this yourself or go out of your like, especially for college kids or like younger people who, they're probably doing part-time work or something. Like I remember when I was in college and how painful it was to go to like buy like shampoo. And it was like it was like here's $5, $10 I could have used for like something else, a cute outfit or something of value at the time to me. And so I totally love that you're doing that this year now.
So I'm gonna go. I mean, we never really have a script. I mean, we connected before this recording, and we kind of talked about like what areas we wanted to focus on. But here's something that I think is relevant. So when you work on a team, let's talk about the team dynamic of, do you give gifts to the team? Do you bake for your team? Do you just wish them happy holiday wishes? Like, what's your take on that?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it depends on your position. If you're giving or receiving or in the level of giving too. Like I think for many years we did I've always done like a nice little trinket gift, like something cute, like a holiday pen or a holiday like note kit or something super cute for my coworkers. For my boss, that's really interesting. I think I had a couple of jobs so far that, everybody kind of preps their gift for the boss. And one I remember is I coordinated with my coworker and she gave him socks and I gave him like a mug that said like best boss or something like that. So we didn't like overlap. So that's always been kind of like my experience has been, little like fun gifts, nothing, too extravagant or anything like that. I haven't had a team that I give like, oh, here's, the holiday feast or anything. I have done like gift cards for, big events when somebody has helped me with a lot of work. And so I send, especially around the holidays, I send something. What about you? You're in a different position. So what are your plans for your team?
So I have a team. It's a small team, but they're a really good team. I'm gonna recognize them. I know I'm running out of time, but I'm definitely gonna coordinate something. Just a small token of just a way to say thank you. They've only known me for the past several months, but they're all really unique in their own individual ways, and they all definitely bring something to the table each and every day. So yeah, I'll recognize them. I just haven't put my finger on exactly what I'm going to do quite yet. So we'll see.
You know, it may be a good exercise, and we talked about this a little bit, but like, do you think about the times that you've had a holiday in the past in the workplace? Like, what's something that stands out, or you can quickly think of, like, that was such a special or memorable moment?
That's a good question. Working in healthcare, I mean, hospitals really kind of have to do more with less kind of mentality and over the years. So I've had a pretty wide array of things that, healthcare organizations have done. $10 gift cards to Walmart, which really was okay. But nonetheless, very much appreciated. I mean, $10 is $10. I've had small kind of holiday parties. We've done potlucks. Let's see, holiday, like where the leadership will give meals, like serve meals to their staff. Where I'm at now, is, it's wonderful. We have a all staff kind of luncheon planned for next week, to kind of kick us off as we really get close to the holidays. I think it's just whatever the individual organization is able to do financially and otherwise.
Yeah, I think, yeah, and that's a big part, right? Like budget. Like, you can imagine if it's a big place, like $10 times 100
3,000
people,
employees,
right?
right?
That would be insane. I have mostly worked in smaller places, so I think my favorite event that I can think of was not too long ago. It was at Eureka Facts. Shout out. It was such a nice family environment there. But it what I loved about it is they had they booked like a restaurant, and they had like a menu you could pick from, so it wouldn't get out of hand. And you had to buy your own drinks and everything. So it wasn't like they paid an all expense paid dinner, but it was just nice to, one, dress up and go and meet, my coworker's family. Like, I brought my husband, and it was just so nice to just go beyond the formal, like, oh, we're, everybody's coworker. Like, it was just really nice to see who their partners were, or like, it said a lot about them, and it was just easier to get to know people and work with them later on, after you meet like their children and their spouse. And it just makes you feel like the people you work with are people with their own lives. So that was really
That
fun.
resonates with me. I mean, working like in scrubs 5 days a week, or how, seeing people like in normal human clothes, I mean, just they take on a whole different persona, right? When you get to see them outside of like hospital garb, for sure.
It's almost like
So,
that's the gift, is like that little bit of insight to people's lives is a little bit of a gift.
yeah. So what gift have you gotten this year so far that you're like really most excited about to give to someone else?
Oh, interesting. Okay, so I already gave the gift because I'm really bad at keeping secrets. So gifting is hard for me to hold on to the gift. One, we've gotten Patrick, my son, two different advent calendars, which we've opened multiple days for. So we've made ourselves halfway through it, or a little bit more. And then for Ben, my husband, he loves to kayak, and we could not bring our kayak, or his kayak, to Texas with us. It was just, too much to get it over here. And so he's been looking at a couple here and there, and through the Black Friday specials, we got him this like really cool rolled up kayak. And so that's in the garage, and that's boxed. He knows it's there. It's kind of hard to hide a gigantic box.
Very nice. Favorite holiday snack?
All right, I'll let you go first on that one.
Golly, it's so much. It's the like I'm really trying to go into this holiday with like that new year, new you mentality. I've gone from working in a really sedentary environment in Texas to being like walking around a hospital and getting in those steps, and I've built this momentum. So I'm really like, while it sounds good, I'm committing myself not to make it, but I love fudge. Love fudge in all varieties. And I love like the holiday Chex Mix that, you throw together with like chocolate chips and nuts and caramel drizzle, and I love all of that. Anything sweet, anything.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered pretzels, peppermint, Lindor truffle balls, you name it, I like it.
I love sweet. You know I love sweet. I have been trying to do this whole new you type of thing too, but the sugar, the sweets, I can't surrender. So that's I'm excited for like the flavoring, so you know, like the gingerbread flavored X, Y, and Z. And what I want to try to do is there's a lot of good bakeries, so I'm told nearby, and I would just want to go to a Latin bakery and get some pan dulce and get some hot cocoa, some sweet bread, and just dip it in the hot cocoa and just like, it's so yummy and warm.
Yummy, yummy.
I want to like get up early enough to go and get that. And that would be my favorite, maybe next week.
So with our heritage as being really, obviously very unique and different, what are some things that you feel like you see and you're like, yeah, the holidays are before us? Like, I'll go first. I'll give you an example. So when I see Christmas music on the radio, I'm like, yeah, the holidays are right around the corner. And it could be holiday music 24/7, but or when the Hallmark Channel starts playing Christmas mu movies. Let's see what else. When the bell ringers start ringing their bells in front of a Walmart or a grocery store. I know the holidays are right around the corner. And honestly, when the weather makes that change and when we have, daylight savings where we, yeah, I just know. I'm like, this is it. Like this is my favorite time of the year. Not necessarily for Christmas, for those who like listen to the podcast who celebrate Christmas, but just for the winter and all that is like goes into, sweaters and boots and scarves and mittens and hot chocolate and all of that stuff that you get to do during the heat going on. I mean, extra blanket on the bed. I just love it all. I love the winter. It's my season.
I want you to go outside one of these days and just take a deep breath of that crisp, cold air for me and just send that vibe to me because that was my favorite. Like just going outside. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like that
Yes.
like
It
dry kind
fills
of
your
like
lungs and it's just.
I love that. I miss that so much. But yeah, we've been so I feel like this almost feels like my son's first Christmas because he's recognizing it now. He's two. He's about to turn three in February. So he's singing the songs. He's saying happy holidays. He's saying red beard, white beard. I don't know. I don't even know the song, but he's singing, about Santa. And then we are really lucky because we get to do Hanukkah as well. So Hanukkah started yesterday. Or the day before yesterday. So he gets to do some of that and then also kind of the traditions with Christmas. So we have our maybe I'll pop a picture of it in the video version, but we've decorated our outside with the inflatables, and then we also have, we have like five of these Santas. We have a cowboy Santa and like a vacation Santa. And so the decorating to me is like what we start doing early on, like just decorating our space. And then I don't we it won't happen this year here because again we're alone here, but the favorite marker was my dad would call me and ask for what my tamale order was going to be so that he could, pre-order because we didn't make our own. We had a tamale lady, and so she would cook hundreds of them, like hundreds for New Year's and for Christmas. And so around the 15th, you'd call and say, you want 30 or 40 or whatever amount. So I'm gonna miss that. But that was kind of like the flag of like, it's the holidays, get ready.
I remember last year working with you and that time frame of the tamale order, because I remember us talking about tamales. So nice, very nice. My mom is a phenomenal cook, and quite frankly, I have not been home for Christmas in so many years that I'm just looking forward to trekking down and just not having an agenda and just relaxing and being with family. And just I'm really looking forward to it. This year is a special year for me. So, with that being said, I think we should bring it home with just kind of talking about like how we deal with stress around the holidays. Like, what are some things that you're doing to combat feeling overwhelmed?
Well, I think I want to kick it off with I'm stressed. It's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen. I think it's stressful to one as a mom now. This is like a new role. It's like prepping things for my son at home and making sure everything's kind of like we're ramping up for what events we're gonna go to, and then work is times two stressful because it's the end of the year for many people. So I imagine along with all the events, it's also like there's a finish line that some of us need to get to. So what I'm doing is one, being more thoughtful with my boundaries. So I think especially at work, I try to walk away from the computer, being a remote person, which, being a remote person is hard. You have your computer with you all the time, and you see those Slacks, you see those emails, and it's so tempting to go and fix it. So I'm trying to draw boundaries. I'm sorry. I think it's like, I don't know what's happening. It's like the house is shaking. Yeah, so I'm drawing boundaries to try to spend time with my family, and then also turning on those Christmas movies early and saying like, I'm watching this movie. I'm not gonna do anything else. This is what we're doing, and living in that moment, trying to take pictures of my son, and trying to just like when I'm hugging him, sometimes I'm laying down and I'm like thinking about some email I need to answer. I try to stop myself, and this is weird. Smell his hair and like just kind of like hug him tighter and just like remember like this moment is not going to happen again. Like I need to, take in this moment. So that's kind of where I'm at. It's really hard. But what about you? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's good. That's the difference in our work dynamic. So I'm at a hospital and we are 24/7, 365. So, I was having the conversation the other day with a colleague that often, patients don't want to be in the hospital any more than a nurse wants to be on duty. But you really, I feel like over my career, those days, those poignant holidays where patients really just wanted to be home with their family or in their own bed were really hard days for those folks. And those were the days where, yeah, I had a young son and I had to leave early and go on shift, but I always left feeling rewarded. Our shifts tended to be shorter. In my environment now, I'm not having to work clinically in that regard, but we recognize that people are giving up their holidays to go and care for others, and for that, the leadership team is forever grateful. As far as stress for me, I just have so much going on, right? Personally and like academically, I'm still trying to, to chip away here at, finishing my final degree, and it's just a lot of pressure, right? It's just a lot of pressure. So, I'm officially on holiday break as of last Wednesday. I'm off till January the 8th from school. No teaching obligations, no student obligations. I feel good. So, I mean, like tonight, Honestly, after I get settled down and take the dog for one last walk, I'm gonna find something Christmas-like on TV. So, like you said, just taking that time to show yourself that grace and decompression, whatever that looks like. And for me, it looks like early bedtimes and, weekends where I don't have to be running here or there. Like this weekend, I'm okay with not having any plans. It's really okay.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I have a loved one right now in the hospital that spent Thanksgiving there and maybe he's going to spend the holidays. So it's really, I love that you shared that perspective because it makes it so important to know that, like, I can't be there all the time. And I'm sure those patients that you have, their loved ones can't be right next to them all the time. So you almost become family with. You fill in that role of like you're caring for them and you want to show them that grace as well, without burning out yourself.
Yeah, agreed. So the plan will be for sure, Cindy, we're gonna we'll have a new year edition absolutely here on the podcast. Podcasting is no easy feat either, right? I mean, people think that you just grab a microphone and blab away for 20 minutes, but there's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes. There's your, Cindy's a master editor. I don't do any of that. Digital and technology are two things that, our Cindy does super well. And there's the coordinating of guests and coordinating of schedules and, discussing what, we want to bring to you all or what we want to talk about. So, hopefully anyone who's listened, hopefully people aren't going to have thought that this episode was drab or boring. More importantly, we wanted to get back on here and wish everyone a very happy holiday season, Cindy, to you, my friend. Happy Hanukkah, to Ben and yourself and Patrick, and Merry Christmas upcoming. And no matter what holiday you celebrate, we're wishing you a joyous and wonderful holiday season from both Cindy and myself. And we'll be seeing you all in the new year. We'll usher in the new year, 2024, with all of our listeners.
Thank you. And again, I'm so happy to see you
I
and hear you.
know.
And so we'll touch base again. And it started hailing here. So I gotta
Well, good thing. I was worried. I was like, I don't know if you guys get, I mean, earthquakes in Texas. I guess anything is possible.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Like Melissa said, check in again. Make sure you're staying attuned to all our releases, and you'll hear from us soon. Bye.
And until then, keep interrupting.
I almost forgot our tagline.